Beach and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You see, faith is not released until we decide. Amen. God can't even really go to work for you until you decide. It may indeed look impossible, seem impossible, but the moment you decide, see, that's on the quantum level. That's not you getting everything together in the external. That's you making a decision on the deepest level. And Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you shall say, and it shall happen. Right? So the glory that produces the light, the glory of God that produces the light, the splendor and the brightness, is God's view, which is reality, all right? I want to ask you a question today. Think about it deeply. What or who has defined your reality? Right now, this stuff that's trying to invade my body is trying to define something. But I'm not going to give it the time of day. I'm going to wrestle with it. I'm going to wrestle with it till it has to leave my body. Amen? And because we are here, there are times we are exposed. You know, we go through a wilderness and there are fiery serpents, there are scorpions. In other words, stuff happens, but we go through it. All right, now Paul, now we've been talking, well, I'll get to Paul, but we've been talking about a righteous heart. That's not a heart of somebody that does everything right. We've been hammering that around, because you don't always do everything right anyway. Amen. But one person did everything right. And it wasn't religious. It was from a heart that was totally submitted to his Father. And so a righteous heart is not the one that doesn't make mistakes, because you do make mistakes. It's not the one that performs well all the time, because you don't perform well all the time. The righteous heart, well, let me back up a minute. Remember, your spirit is already righteous. We're dividing the spirit from the heart. When we were saved, our spirits became righteous. All right? A righteousness nobody can add to and nobody can take away from. You are righteous because of Christ. Okay, we have to settle that. You know, that you cannot touch. That the devil cannot touch. No one can touch. You are the righteousness of Christ through God. Okay, you are his righteousness because you are saved. And it's not because of what you did. It's because of what Jesus did. Okay, we have to get that ingrained so that we're not dependent upon our performance. Of course, we want to perform well. We want to do things right. That's our heart. But at the end of the day, when you miss the mark, you don't get condemned. You understand what I mean? Your heavenly Father is just that. He's a heavenly Father. And his correction is always for the future, not the past. Okay, a righteous heart believes God's view. Remember, the glory is God's view of reality. Now, a righteous heart. Now our spirit is already saved. But your heart, everything in your spirit has to pass through your heart. Okay? Remember that? Everything that's in your spirit that God gave you, the whole package, when you were born again, but in order for it to manifest in your life, it has to pass through your heart, not your head. Too much passes through our head and we think it's all God. It's just information. God passes or speaks through our heart. And as I said last time, when he speaks to your heart, he's not speaking little stuff. He's speaking stuff that'll scare you. Hello? He doesn't speak just little old piddly stuff. You know, he'll comfort you and all that. But when God speaks, it's going to challenge you. It's going to challenge you to live by faith. It's going to challenge you to stretch out in a way that you never stretched out before. It's going to challenge you to come out of your comfort zone. Yes, it will. When God speaks to you. So see, a lot of stuff that we've been listening to, thinking was God, it was just in our head. You know, we just, you know, playing games, standing in a little set of values and identity that's not going to challenge us. But when God speaks, I said, when God speaks, it's through our heart. Because, see, he's not even looking at the outward appearance. He's not thinking about the outward appearance. He looks at the heart. And whatever's in our spirit, whatever's coming from the kingdom, whatever's coming from heaven in that God has deposited in us has to come through our heart. When Abraham was told that he would have a son, their initial thoughts were, we have to do something about it. So he and Sarah got together. And Sarah convinced him to go in unto Hagar. It was something they could do themselves. But see, when God spoke to him, he was speaking something they couldn't do themselves. He was speaking something. He said, I'm going to wait till the clock stopped ticking, so to speak, until you know it's too, you can't do this yourself. But when he speaks to us, he's speaking from eternity in, and it passes through our heart. I love the story of David. When Samuel was looking at the boys to anoint the next king, he said, surely this is the Lord's anointing. And the Lord said, no, I've denied him. Now, this is Samuel the prophet. He says, surely this is the Lord. And the Lord, all the way down the line, he says, no, none of these. Finally, he asks about David, and Jesse says, well, there's one more. They bring him in from the sheepfold. And God says, this is the one, because I don't look at the outward appearance. I look upon the heart. And see, our heart becomes righteous when we adopt God's view. I may not know how it's going to happen. It may be look like the furthest thing from happening. But Lord, in this situation, I choose your view. I choose to stand with you on this. I need a miracle, but you are the miracle worker. I need a breakthrough, but you are the God of the breakthroughs. You understand? It makes life exciting. It can be distressing and stressful if your focus is wrong. If you start focusing on problems, they can overwhelm you. They can depress you. They'll steal your joy. But in the midst of problems, if you can focus on the Lord, understand this, God's opportunities will always cause opposition. It's always a sacrifice. It'll be equal to. I don't like to say it this way, but it's true. You have great opportunity, you have great opposition. But you don't focus on the opposition. You focus on the opportunity. God want to take you higher. God want to give you more. The moment God says, I'm going to bless you financially, bills start piling up. Say amen, lights. God say, I'm going to bless you with another car, and then that car start breaking down. Huh? You know what I'm talking about. To distract you, to get your focus off of God's viewpoint. And see, that's where you fight. You're not fighting the devil. You're fighting the good fight of faith. You know, you're fighting to keep your faith in God's viewpoint, because that's what gives you a righteous heart that causes faith to access the grace. Do you understand? You won't access the grace standing over in doubt and fear. God will be merciful to you, but you won't access the grace. It's when you choose, and whether you realize it or not, you saved, there's a warrior in you. There's a fighter in you. Yes, it is. There's something militant inside of you. When you saved, there's something militant that's not going to settle for anything. Paul said, I press toward the mark. I run that I may obtain. There's something in you that won't give up, that won't roll over, that won't play dead. Enemy can get you in a corner, but he can't keep you there. He can get you down, but he can't keep you down. Come on, I say he get you down for a little while, but he can't keep you down. Look at Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Paul was one who boasted in God's view regardless of what his view or opinion was. This is an awesome principle when we can lose sight of ourselves and rise up above our situation. Like yourself, I love the story of the three Hebrews. What a testament. In the face of, first of all, they were commanded to bow every time they heard the instruments and worship the golden image. Some, being wise, say, you know, I'll just bow and, you know, they won't know what I'm saying. I'll just bow and, you know, repent when I bow. You know, keep down the drama, you know. But they refused to bow. Come on, they were saved to the bone. They had it to the bone. They refused to bow. You have to understand something about these tyrants. They would throw you in prison. They had your head cut off. Now, word came to him, you know the story, that they wouldn't bow. There were three Hebrews wouldn't bow. He had them come to him, and he knew them. And so he tried to appease them a little bit, but they didn't even water down the testimony. They said, King, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. We know that our God is able to deliver us. But they went a little further. They said, but, O King, if he don't choose to deliver us from this fire, he'll deliver us through this fire. But whatever he chooses, we ain't going to bow. Man, the king got irate. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? His countenance changed. He had him heat up that furnace 7 more times. He didn't realize that was a number of perfection. See, it wasn't hot enough for him yet. See, somebody wasn't out of their trial, but it ain't got hot enough yet. Bound them up. They had turbans on. They bound them up, bound their feet. Opened up that furnace, and the ones that threw them in got burned alive. Burned them up. They went in. While the king was watching from a distance, they fell on the floor and got up. Went to walking around. Bondages that they were bound with came off. They still had the turbans on. Clothes weren't burned. And the king saw the fourth man in there. The angel of the Lord that took the heat out the fire. How did all that come to pass? Because they decided. It didn't matter how they heated up that furnace, they were operating on the quantum level. They decided.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 19 of Mega Grace, God's View of Reality. Faith accesses grace through your spirit man. Learn to be still so you can draw from what is in your spirit. Walk in the Spirit, be governed by the Spirit. A straight heart produces a straight confession. Be mature and stop looking for comfort and ease. There is something bigger than you at work.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.